Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Hi, this is Colette Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned for the next hour to feel the instant relief as you tune in to your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday, 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and 9 o'clock a.m. Mountain Standard Time. On The Truth is Funny, I am going to share with you some amazing stories of some visionaries, authors, and speakers that I have met along my travels while sharing the teachings of Dr. Cam Yuen, who is the founder of the Yuen Method and Yuen Method Mastery. I have been sharing this information at demos and seminars worldwide. And these people are here to share with you their stories and empower you to ride the wave of your infinite potential. So, what if you had a joyful encounter that changed your perception of how the universe actually worked? Would your desire to inform humanity and improve universal communication override fear of being ridiculed? For our guest today, C. SETI, which is the Center for Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence, the Canadian chapter, I have Deborah Warren, who is a sky watcher. Fear was no match for her desire to share the love that she felt, and this determined woman has been inspiring others to also speak out about their ET encounters since 1998. Deb also teaches computer science at the college level. A warm welcome to Deborah Warren to The Truth is Funny. Hi, Deb.
Hello, Colette.
It was wonderful seeing you again at the Spring Festival in Naramata.
And it was great to have you there, too, especially out on the dock on Friday night when you detected that great wind that came up and and it then dissipated and you connected and said it was ET-related, and I absolutely confirmed that. So that kind of effect happens all the time when we're doing contact with groups.
Yeah, it was an amazing group. I just wanted to share with our listeners right now how you came to this crossroad where you had this experience, your first experience that you decided to, as my dad used to say, shift or get off the pot, something like that, he'd say. And I just wanted to ask you, like, how you ended up reaching this point where you wanted to share this knowledge with people.
Well, what happened is that I was pretty much living a mundane life, as most people do. And then in September of 1992, then President Bush, ordered the stand down of nuclear weapons. And at that point, I'd realized we're all going to live. And I hadn't done a darn thing for retirement. And so then I started to relax and I got interested in crop circles. There was a fellow, Chad Deacon, doing a lot of crop circle presentations in Vancouver. And from there, I had a number of synchronicity events, and what happened is I met all these people who were interested in UFOs and abductions, and they were actually more expert in that than I, but as soon as I heard about Dr. Stephen Greer in 96, 1996, and then went to see him at Port Townsend Prophets Conference in 1999. As soon as I saw him, I said, okay, I'm ready to chuck all this other stuff, these other UFO groups, and I just want to do Dr. Greer's stuff. And in 2007, I did my first training. I actually joined a CSETI group in Vancouver in 1999, but started the trainings with Dr. Greer in 2007, and to date I've done about 10 of them. And bottom line is it's fun and you get to meet interesting people. So, and there are, the good news is there are no bad ETs. It's all about joyous love, and it's just kind of the extraordinary experience that I want to share with other people.
And what was your very first experience that led you to this?
Well, I think I had an overriding curiosity, and I was basically bored with all the regular UFO enthusiast stuff. They want to kick the tires on a real UFO or steal an alien ashtray off of a UFO. And I was more interested in the spiritual message, where people, we need to become spiritually mature in order to interact with ETs, and also the political agenda of Dr. Greer, which is about getting humans to have full disclosure over the secret technology they were given 60 years ago, so that we can now transform the way we live on the planet. And the main thing he is interested in is free energy devices. So I was mostly curious and really committed to finding out more and letting go of fear. And as a result, I've had some amazing experiences. And so those are what interest people the most. And so that's just what I wanted to tell you about today.
Oh, that's absolutely perfect. So can you give us an example of one of those experiences that you had?
Yes, I'm going to start with the most extraordinary one that happened in Marco Island last April in 2012. That's Marco Island, Florida. So we were out on Tiger Tail Beach for a week-long training. And what's extraordinary about contact is this was an event that was shared and witnessed by everybody. So that's the most compelling thing, is when something is happening and everybody sees it. And it always unfolds as a narrative. So everybody's getting a piece of the puzzle. So in this particular case, in this one event, I was standing next to Emery, who gets these amazing photographs. And he got a message, a telepathic message, to hit the remote for his camera and take a picture. And he got this amazing photo of a ship that was way out at sea, and it was arcing in the sky, and it was a dashed line in the arc of the sky. And as soon as he got it, he said, "Deb, come here and see this." And then behind us, Ricky, another long-term member of CSETI, said that ship that came from out in the ocean has just landed in those shrubs over there, and there are ET beings walking around in the shrubs. And at that point, Dr. Greer walked across the sand out to the shrubs, and he's a big, tall guy. You know, he bench presses 400 pounds, and he's 6'4". And so these ET beings are small. He can see them. We cannot. He has celestial vision because he's been doing transcendental meditation for 3 or 4 decades now. And so he can see them, and he's kneeling down onto his knees, and he's holding his arms out, and he's welcoming the ET beings in, these very, like, 3-foot-tall beings. And what's happening then is we start to see, we're about 100 feet away on the sand, and we start to see these, like, fireworks displays going up 6 inches, a foot and stuff, and they're sort of appearing in the shrubs. Now, we're surrounded by shrubs for miles. This is Tiger Tail Beach, and it's several miles long. So these it's like piezoelectric fireworks happening, but it's only happening in this one area of shrubs. And Greer is he's welcoming the ETs in for about 20 to 30 minutes, and then we are given permission to come and approach. And we, you know, come, and we're sitting on the sand right beside these shrubs. And again, still seeing, everybody's witnessing the fireworks displays.
Deb, can you just hold that thought? Because we are going to break in a minute, right away here. And I want to hear about this, and I don't want to interrupt you when we get back. So
sure.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. We are going to break, and when we return, we're going to continue with this fascinating story and see what happened when you reconnected, when you connected with them. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What if being you created the change you would like to see in this world? What if there are tools to help you access you? This is Glenna Rice, Access Facilitator and the Questionable Parent, and I'm teaming up with Access Facilitator and former NFL running back Ricky Williams to teach Access the Bars Foundation and Level 1, 5 days to change your life. In Seattle, February 8th to the 12th. For details, go to accessconsciousness.com.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen, and my guest today is Skywatcher Deb Warren, who is giving advice on how to connect with extraterrestrial beings. But before we continue, I just want to be sure that you know how to contact Deb to contact her in case you would ever like for her to give you a demonstration or a meditation if you are interested in connecting in this way. And Deb is generously offering a free Sky Watch to the first caller to email me at thetruthisfunny.com. And we will now return to Deb, and we want to finish that fascinating story you were telling us about. So Deb, go ahead and fill us in on what happened next.
Well, I'll continue the story in a second. I just wanted to say that the free Sky Watch is a Skype session, and I've done this successfully where we meditate through Skype, and then and I'll guide you through a meditation. We'll see whether or not you meet ETs. I'm also doing a tour of BC and Alberta that's free of charge, where I'll go anywhere this summer, and if you manage to get a group of two or three people together, I will come there and do a free contact event with you. So that is available. Now, in terms of the story, again, we were on Marco Island in Florida 1 year ago in April, and we're getting these firework displays next to us. Within just a few feet, everybody's seeing them. Some of them are 6 inches and white lights. Others are flourishes of gold and red light going up 3 feet. And this is an evidence of transdimensional ETs beaming in next to this ship that had landed. Now, what we're doing is some people stood. I just sat down on the sand, and I said, come on, let's see you go physical. I'm really ready to do this. Let's just get this done. And then I went into a meditative state, and after a few minutes, I realized it was not going to happen. And I said to the ETs, whatever you wish to do will be perfect. And then what happened within a few minutes is this, we're all in a line on the sand, and this fairy light, about 5 inches wide with a middle ridge, appears about 2 inches above the sand, and it just kind of shoots down the line of the group and into this heart chakra of this one person. And when she explained what happened, she said, I just wanted to hug the ETs. And everybody in the group saw this light. Now, what happened is we're a group of about 22 people, and about 5 or 6 of them were total newbies. They weren't even sure they believed in the ETs, but they signed up for this, and they were overwhelmed. And, in fact, we had a woman who was 6 months pregnant, and she started hyperventilating. And when we debriefed on this the next day, our understanding was that we had people like me who are kind of crusty, you know, old people who have been doing this for a while, and then we had newbies who were there for the first time, and they were gauging what they could do in terms of contact experience that would be acceptable to the whole group. So they're often willing to put, the ETs will push you out of your comfort zone, but they do not want to push you over the edge. So that's one of the clear things. So I have about 4 or 5 other experiences. I'll just quickly summarize them. I was in France with a CSETI training, and the sun was not setting. We had diamond lights appearing between us and the trees, and I saw the first ones, and they kind of went bing, bing, bing as the ship was coming down into the ground. I managed to yell, and other people turned and saw this diamond points of light. 20 minutes later, somebody else yelped, and I turned in time to see this gray metal flag with a very long white tail coming down. And so that was the evidence of a gray disc that was coming in transdimensionally. So it was two ships coming in. Emery, again, gets these amazing photographs. He does meditate. He does the mantra from Dr. Greer. And what happens is that he got this amazing photograph of a kind of a purple blob that was floating above the cornfield, which was another ship that came in. So that was spread 2010. In 2009 in Mount Shasta, we had Dr. Greer up the mountain, halfway up the mountain, helping people learn the mantra, in which everybody has to be totally silent. And the rest of us who know the mantra were down meditating in the circle. All of a sudden, it got really loud up the mountain, like there was a party going, a party of teenagers going on up there. And Greer would never allow people to make that a level of noise when he's doing that. The person who was assisting Dr. Greer also heard the sounds, and the people who were standing there heard the sounds, and they would turn to the forest, and the sounds would stop. And then eventually they would turn back and pay attention to Dr. Greer, and then the sounds would start up again. And essentially what was happening was there were extraterrestrials there who were speaking. They were very excited that that people were coming together and learning the mantra. And they were so excited they had to talk about it. And we were about 300 feet away, and we heard this party going on of ETs. Then in 2009, I had internal constant telepathic with ETs. What happened is Dr. Greer, in April of 2009, wrote a letter to President Obama telling him that he needed to protect the scientists who wanted to go public with their knowledge of free energy devices. And as he's reading this letter out loud, I start to get a download of me walking into a politician's office here in the Okanagan, and I'm telling this politician about this. And it was kind of odd because I'm not of the same political party of this politician. And I thought, well, that's weird, but okay, I'll do it. Then out in the evening when we're in the field site in the dark, Dr. Greer started talking to us about, haranguing us actually, about what we needed to do when we went back home. And I got this message that from the ETs that said, tell Dr. Greer about the politician. And I thought, well, that's ridiculous. We're out here in this, you know, disembodied voices in the darkness. I'm not going to do that. I want a boardroom. Even our meeting area in the afternoon is not good enough. I want a boardroom to do that. So that happened one night. And then the second night, I had another haranguing of from Dr. Greer, and the ET said again, tell him about the politician. And what happened is that I said again to the ETs, I want a boardroom, period. And there was no way we had access to a boardroom. Well, we always go out to Sand Dunes National Monument on the Thursday of the training. We have a bit of a picnic. And we arrived there on Thursday, and it was raining. And this is only the second time in 17 years that it rained. And the long and the short of it was that we ended up in the boardroom of the visitor center. And I thought, oh, now I have to talk to Dr. Greer about this politician. And I said, and I knew as soon as I told him about this, the sun would come out and it would stop raining. And so, and that's exactly what happened. As soon as I told him about the politician, I turned, looked out the window, the sun came out, it stopped raining. They all went out to have the picnic at Sand Dunes National Monument.
That
and then
so
the other
cool.
thing that
did
happened
you,
is when
did...
I started this in 1999, we were meeting in Port Coquitlam, British Columbia. This was just my first group in Vancouver, the Vancouver area of British Columbia. And we were meeting once a month. We would all go out to this public park. We'd be out under the dark. We'd meditate. And then what would go on is that while we were meditating, we would all get very light touches right at the third eye between our eyebrows. And when we came out of the meditation, we would debrief on this, and we'd go, wow, what a coincidence. There's a mosquito or a bug all happened to land on our third eye. Now, of course, at that point, we were looking for lights in the sky. That's what we really wanted to see as evidence. And we weren't really willing to think about ETs that were beaming in right next to us and touching us. That would have been too overwhelming. But nowadays, we would recognize that touches, this very light touches on the skin, is something that's very common that happens. And finally, with my local group here, April 13th, we had a global CE5, and I met with my members in Mara, BC, and this would be Lois Gray. She's a very talented psychic medium, and she's actually already gotten some amazing photographs of ET ships zooming around out in the dark there. And she was telling me, we were out on her porch, and we were looking up at the eastern side of the hill. And what happened is that she said, I'm always drawn to look at this area here. And I got the message that it was a stargate through which ET ships were coming. And then she went about 30 or 40 degrees down the hillside, and she says, I'm just getting a message. We're supposed to stare at this. We're really supposed to pay attention. Something's going to happen. And so we both said, okay, let's stare. And in about 30 seconds, we had this whoosh, giant, it was like a giant paintbrush across the sky with a light that was at the head of the paintbrush. And it was white light, and it was coming out of the stargate, and it was an upward arc, and there was no decay at the light that was at the head of this giant brushstroke.
Dan,
and so
I just
that was
have
it.
To
that
interrupt
was
you here just for a
and
sec,
we were both
we need
ecstatic.
To go to break again.
Well,
hi, I don't think you can hear me. It's Colette, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. And when we return, Deb's going to finish this story. I'm sorry to interrupt you. There's a little bit of a lag on the line, but we will have you share this experience, finish sharing this experience when we return. Thank you so much.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen. And I just wanted to share with everybody that the reason why I invited Deb on my show was because in my travels, I have met many, many people who have had experiences, and they're very afraid to share them because one of the other than thinking out of the box and being a little bit different, especially if you're a scientist, would be mentioning any type of extraterrestrial activity. Automatically, people are quite often treated as if they're maybe insane or crazy or delusional and have no idea of what they're talking about. And people are quite often labeled in this way. And through my travels all around the world, talking to different people, so many people have shared with me that they have had some of these experiences, very similar to what Deb is talking about. A lot of people think that if you were to connect with extraterrestrial beings, that it would be like from spaceships, like in the movies. And they're much more gentle than that, from the experiences that people have shared with me. And I feel that it is important for someone, or, you know, for as many people as possible, to step forward and allow other people to speak about what they're experiencing and share that with others, because so that people are not painted like with a black brush that, you know, you must be crazy to be having this experience. After having heard this from so many people, I know that there are many more people out there that have had these experiences that would like to come forward and share them, but they're afraid that they're going to be ridiculed. And so I just want to say, Deb, that, you know, like that we really appreciate your bravery for stepping forward and sharing this information with people. It will allow a lot of other people to also step forward and share their experiences too. So we're back with Deb now, and we will see what else you have to tell us about your experience.
Well, thanks for calling me brave. I guess you do take a certain amount of social risk. I work at a college. I teach computer science, and I let people know what I'm doing, and they tend to look at, you know, they look at me in alarm, look at their feet, and then look for the door and how fast they can get away from me. So it is, I mean, they're embarrassed for me, but I'm not embarrassed. I know what's happening. And I would like to emphasize that it's fun and interesting, which is why I do it. So I'll just finish saying this local event that happened. Lois went on Facebook the next day, and she got two other reports where this same paintbrush across the sky headed by a white light was seen but going in the opposite directions. And so it appeared, and it was right at around 9:05 on Saturday, April 13th. So it appeared that an ET ship was hyper-jumping around the area. This is the first report that I've ever gotten locally, and it was an amazing thing to get that. So in terms of understanding what's going on here, our contact protocols, the main thing you need to understand is that everybody can do this. You don't actually need to go to a training. In fact, we have a fellow, Greg Sullivan, who's never gone to a training, and he's in Japan, and he's got a business set up to do just this, contact ETs, and all he's ever done is read the books of Dr. Greer and do the meditations. So it's really simple. You just you decide, first of all, you want to meet them, and they definitely want to meet you. You do a meditation. You then, in the meditation, travel to where the ETs are, and you can just go up off the Earth into orbit around Earth. And then you invite them to come to your location on the planet. And we call this a CE5. It's a close encounter of the fifth kind, and that means you are inviting them in. And if you ever see phenomena, an ET ship flying around, that's the choice that you can make, is to invite them to come in closer. Now, Dr. Greer has made a new film called The Serious Documentary. It was just released April 22nd, so last Monday, to great fanfare. It's mostly about his personal story, and also he's released information about the Atacama humanoid, found as a 6-inch humanoid being that is a very desiccated corpse. It was found in the Atacama Desert in Chile, and you can go online and search out all that information. What you really need to understand about him, though, is that what he's aiming for is full disclosure of free energy technology, technology that was given to human beings 60 years ago and has been fully sequestered. And if this technology was released, then we would be able to transform the way we live on the planet. And so what he's really asking for is for small groups all around the world to practice contacting ETs. And in fact, we have an organization called etletstalk.org with currently about 2,500 members. And you can go there and become a member, and you can look for the community map, and you can find out who in your area is already part of this. I actually got an inquiry from somebody from Omaha, Nebraska, and I just quickly gave them an email of somebody that was in their city so that they could go and talk and start doing the contact protocols. So we meet on the Saturday night closest to the new moon. So we have dark skies, and we have about 150 teams around the world who are doing this. And a team might actually be just one person, so you don't have to worry about whether or not you can find other people. But we want lots of people to have practice meeting ETs. And if you do have other people, the thing you want to establish is group coherency. You want people to be united in their commitment for full disclosure around this secret technology so that we can change the way we live. It's really important to not have people who think the ETs are there to putting on a dolphin show at SeaWorld. You'll sometimes get people who are really kind of cranky, like, show me the ships or I'm leaving kind of thing. It's like you want to get rid of those people. The ETs really want to see that you're committed to this political agenda, if you will. But when you do meet them, you'll find that they are very loving. There's a huge amount of love, and they're also very playful. In fact, our local group, the way they understand it is that when the ETs send emissaries to meet us, they send their children first. It feels like you're interacting with this very childlike energy. They're wanting to, little tiny hands wanting to touch your face and your body, that sort of thing. So that is kind of a summary. Is there anything in particular, Colette, you would like me to cover?
Well, you were doing awesome there. I just wanted to make sure that people understood that there are more people out there that are having these experiences, and that those experiences aren't necessarily going to be like Hollywood experiences. Mm-hmm. We've been together at the Spring Festival of Awareness speaking there, and we've had groups of 300 to 400 people that are out there, and over the last 4 years of annually going out to the festival, I've really noticed that the groups that come out to the dock are getting larger and larger and larger, and so many people are sharing so many wonderful experiences that they're having, and I've noticed that after people have been together and they've shared in this way, there's such a relief from the people that share their experiences. So I just wanted to ask you if you've noticed like more openness around this for yourself also.
Well, it's not a mainstream thing. I tend to look for people who are obsessed with this topic and don't know why. But what I will say is that I have presented to about 500 people after this weekend, about 560 people, and I've gotten about 360 people on their first Skywatch. The thing that's really amazing to me is young people. I'm as young as 14 years old to people in their 20s. What's happening is they're listening these days to a lot of bad news, like the future is just bad news. And what happens with this information, they really have hope. They really see how it can transform the world, how we really have that potential. And for the first time, they're sort of relieved, and they're willing to consider that there's a hopeful future. So I personally find that very edifying. And one of the reasons I'm committed to doing this is why we need to get that message out. In terms of Hollywood and the media, there is a very strict control structure that refuses to allow any positive information about ETs. It's all about fear and why we need to be afraid of ETs. And Dr. Greer has a really hard time getting the message out around positive stuff. If you want, you can look at my website, OCSETI.org, which stands for Okanagan Center for the Study of Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And I give a kind of a brief summary on why it's all about love and not about fear. So.
Thank you so much, Deb. I was just about to ask you to share your information one more time with the listeners, and so that's great, so that if people want to connect with you, they would be able to. And I want to remind our listeners that if you contact me at thetruthisfunny.com, email me, and I will send that on to Deb. And if you're interested in a free Skywatch, or a Skype meditation. So this is Colette Stephan with The Truth is Funny, and we are taking a break. And when we return, I am going to connect with you on the Higher Self Network. So please stay tuned, and we will shift the energetic weakness of the week. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at UtopiaNorthwest.com. That's UtopiaNorthwest.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Hi, this is Colette, and you are listening to The Truth Is Funny. And right now, I'm going to connect with you for the shift of the week. What I'm basically doing is energetically pulling everybody together that's listening to this, either live or to the recording later. And I'm pulling all the energy together on what I call the Higher Self Network, which is HSN instead of MSN. If you think about your body as being a binary computer, that binary computer, the hard drive of that computer would be your spine or your midline. And just like any other computer, you wouldn't go to the computer store and you wouldn't want to say, I'm bringing back this computer. It's just running too darn fast. I want a slower computer. That probably isn't going to happen. We've all worked with slow technology when technology is not working. And so we want to make sure, if you consider your body as that binary computer, the spinal cord would be the, and the components of the spine would be the hard drive of that computer. Your peripheral nervous system would be like the software. And then, as I said, we would be able to connect through HSN in the Higher Self Network in the Unified Field, where everybody is in connection with every other living being on this earth and in the universe, whether we're aware of it or not. And so this information that comes in for all people on the planet through the connection through the collective influence, we are actually connecting and we are sharing information whether we're aware of it or not. So what we want to do is be able to connect all the way to source. And I do this very quick meditation, and I'm just going to pull this group in together and do this, because what I want to do is strengthen everybody by focusing on the midline the way that I do this. Is I'm going to just pull everybody together and just strengthen everybody to connect to that infinite potential. Most of us only use about 3 to 4% of our potential, and we can actually increase our potential to 100% infinite potential, to the power of infinity and beyond. And it's just by simply flipping any switches that are blocked, any energetic blocks, and just flipping those switches from a weakness into a strength. So I just want to take everybody from your brain into your mind, into your soul, all souls, to your higher self, and then to your highest existence. Some people will call that God, source energy, universal power, infinite potential, divine love. And we just pull that energy and pull that back down into our higher self, to all souls, to soul, to mind, and into the brain. And we just want to strengthen for everybody. I think of that as like, or feel it as like beautiful honey, warm honey dripping down the spine, filling up any empty spaces where we're holding any energy that is holding us back from our infinite potential. And many of us are unaware of what really is the energetic weaknesses underlying the reasons why our health is suffering, or why we are unable to perform to our maximum potential on this earth. So we just want to strengthen that we can pull that source energy, that love that God has for us, that I call this God, and pulling this down through the spine, through all the parts of the spine, and then down to the base of the spine where our infinite potential sits. Our physical potential sits at the base of the spine, and it's very important to acknowledge that we are human beings. We're living in a third dimensional world. We are inundated with expectations from everyone around us, so we want to strengthen that our physical potential is very strong and that we can perform with ease on this earth. So we're just going to pull that energy down to everybody, to that base of the spine. And then if you think about all that love and all of that energy from divine source pulling through, going into every single part of your body, through all the tissues, through all the organs, through all the organ systems. And then we're just going to strengthen that we can take that all the way to the cellular level, to the subcells, to the molecules, to the atoms, the subatomic, the nuclei, the subnuclei, all the way down to energy, to matter. We are all made up of atoms, and atoms are the atoms that we're made up of. We just want to sort of picture those just dancing and vital and vibrating, so that just with the joy and the love and the peace that the universe has for us. And then we want to pull all of that energy. And if you think about Mother Earth, and you think about how beautiful Mother Earth is and how beautiful nature is and all the wonderful animals on this planet and all the trees and you know, the miracles that are taking place every day. And if you think about that energy and you pull that energy up from your from the subnuclei to the nuclei to the subatomic to the atomic to the molecules, and on, for a lot of people this is where the energy sometimes goes a little bit weak, because it's pulling that energy into our third dimensional world, which is at the molecular level. So we want to strengthen everybody to that we are be able to pull that energy from Mother Earth and be strong to it, and then take that into all our subcells, into every cell of our body, and throughout the organs and the organ systems, and just letting go of any disappointment that is being held in the kidneys, or any anger. It's coming up, anger. Actually rage for some. So we just let go of that in the liver, and then just pull all of that energy through the body, that divine, that love that Mother Earth has for us, all that infinite potential that Mother Earth has, and pull that up the spine and into the brain and into the mind. And we're just going to strengthen that everybody can forgive and forget unconditional. And I just want to say that if you want to connect with me, you can go to my website, thetruthisfunny.com. All my information is on the contact page, and you can sign up for my newsletter and receive a free gift there. And upcoming seminar tonight on May 1st in Penticton at the Trade Center. It's a free demo from 6:30 to 7:30 if you happen to be in Penticton, BC. And I'm also going to be going to Kelowna the following weekend there, May 4th to 5th. And I will be teaching a Level 1 UN Method seminar. And then I'm off to Vancouver to hold a Level 2-3 seminar over a 3-day weekend and have another free demo there. I like to provide these free demos for people so that people can get to the point where they can experience the UN method and feel that instant relief as you let go of anything that's bothering you. So I want to thank my guest, Deborah Warren, for being so generous with your time. And I want to thank all of you for tuning in. It was amazing. It was fun. Please join me every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, and 9 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. Next week, I will be sharing information from a brilliant woman by the name of Lee Sinclair, who has found a system with quantum numerology where she can actually help people tap into the magic of numbers and how to use numbers to benefit you 100% so that you can step into your potential by just having an awareness of how numbers work for you. And I just want to thank everyone for connecting with me again. And I will absolutely enjoy connecting with you again next week. Thank you, Deborah Warren, for sharing this fascinating information. And we will stay tuned for The Truth is Funny next week. We will be back and look forward to that. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.